Ever feel like you're stuck in like a DC dating whirlwind?
Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
everyone's so ambitious
Right.
and everyone's got a side hustle and everyone's just like always on.
Yeah.
It's enough to make anyone's head spin,
Yeah,
right?
no, it's crazy.
You're not alone. That's why we're doing this deep dive on an article from the therapy group of DC.
Oh, okay.
It's called, that's a mouthful. I know it's called How Therapy Can Improve Your Dating Life in DC. But trust me, it gets good. It gets interesting. Dr. Brad Brenner, the author,
Yeah.
really breaks down how therapy can like actually help you navigate this crazy dating scene. So
That's a really interesting concept. I mean, it's funny because it's fascinating how he connects therapy to not just like finding a partner, but like your overall well-being in a city like DC, which I think is important
yeah.
because we're talking career goals, mental health, even dealing with the fact that everyone seems to move here for 5 minutes before heading off to like Brussels or something.
Right, exactly.
It's so transient.
Yeah.
Okay, so the article jumps right into this idea of figuring out your non-negotiables.
Okay.
You know, like what are your deal breakers?
Yeah.
What are you absolutely not willing to compromise on in a relationship?
Right.
Which that's huge, especially in DC where everyone's like so focused on their career ambitions too.
Right. And so I think therapy can be really helpful there because it helps you sort of align your dating life with your like bigger life goals. You
Yes.
know, like, are you looking for a serious long-term thing? Are you looking for something more casual? Do
Right.
your relationship values actually like mesh well with your career aspirations?
Yeah.
These are key questions, I think, especially with DC's very kind of workaholic vibe.
Totally. Yeah. It's like instead of getting swept up in the whole like power couple mentality,
Right.
therapy helps you figure out what you actually want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what are your values? And the article gives a great example of this. You know, therapy can help you determine if you're looking for monogamy, non-monogamy, polyamory.
It's not about judgment. It's about getting that clarity to find like a truly compatible
All
partner.
right, you got to know what you want first.
Right,
Okay,
exactly.
buckle up because this is the part, this part of the article totally blew my mind. It's about attachment theory,
Okay.
which basically it says that our past experiences, especially in childhood, can totally shape how we act in romantic relationships.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, attachment theory is like so crucial for understanding relationships.
Yeah.
It looks at how our early experiences, especially with like parents or caregivers, right? Like how that affects our beliefs about ourselves and how we behave in romantic relationships later on,
Totally.
which is
I feel like
huge.
if you had a parent who was kind of like emotionally unavailable, you might end up with an avoidant attachment style as an adult.
Exactly. And then that avoidant tendency might show up in how you date.
Right.
Maybe you pull away when things get too close. Maybe you struggle to express your emotions. And so the article really highlights how therapy can help you pinpoint your specific attachment style, whether you're secure, anxious, avoidant, fearful, avoidant, and then it gives you tools to kind of break those unhealthy patterns.
It's like having like a roadmap to understand your love life or at least figure out why you might be taking those wrong turns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowing your attachment style can be a game changer. It helps you become more self-aware in dating situations and kind of understand how your past might be influencing your present.
And I love how he emphasizes that it's not just about finding like the one,
Right.
but becoming the best version of yourself for any relationship we're in.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that leads us to another point Dr. Brenner makes. Therapy can boost your overall confidence, which, let's be real,
Yes.
helps in every aspect of life, not just dating.
Oh my gosh, especially in DC.
Oh, tell me about it.
Between trying to like stand out on dating apps and navigating those like intense networking events,
Yes.
it's so easy to feel like you're constantly being judged, you know?
Oh, 100%. And you're not imagining it. The article specifically mentions how imposter syndrome is like a big thing here, both romantically and professionally.
It's true.
But therapy gives you tools to challenge that negative self-talk, right? Like build a stronger self-image and handle rejection with more, what's the word, grace.
So it's like therapy is your secret weapon for both, like those power lunches, Andy, those first date jitters.
Totally. Yeah. It's like that extra little boost.
Now, speaking of bringing your best self to a date, Dr. Brenner talks about how important it is to manage mental health in the dating world.
That's so crucial. Dating can be stressful enough without adding anxiety, depression, or other challenges to the mix, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
It's true. Sometimes, like even thinking about going to those happy hour things just makes my chest tighten.
Yeah.
So how does therapy actually help you like manage those feelings, especially when you're out there like actually trying to meet someone new?
Yeah, I think a good way to think about it is like therapy equips you with a personalized toolkit of coping mechanisms tailored for those exact situations, you know?
Oh, interesting.
So you're in a safe space to talk about like what you're dealing with, and you can develop strategies to actually manage those feelings, especially in social settings where dating like often goes down.
Right, right. So it's not about like slapping on a happy face and pretending you're not like freaking out inside.
Exactly, exactly. It's not about that at all. It's about finding healthy ways to cope and being your authentic self, even with those nerves.
I like that.
And Dr. Brenner talks about like really practical techniques you can use, like even in the moment, like deep breathing or mindfulness to kind of like manage that anxiety as it comes up.
Right.
He's also really big on cognitive behavioral approaches, which help you kind of change those negative thought patterns that can like spiral.
Which I am the queen of, by the way. Like if my brain had a soundtrack, it would just be like, you're going to spill your drink. They're going to think you're boring. This is a disaster. Like, just on repeat.
Right. And it's so easy to go down that, like, rabbit hole of negativity.
Yeah.
But that kind of self-sabotage is exactly what therapy helps you break free from.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it's about hitting the pause button on those thoughts and replacing them with more realistic, positive self-talk.
Okay, yeah.
And another thing the article emphasizes is like setting realistic expectations.
Tell me more about that. Like, what does that even mean in context of like dating?
Right. Well, it's so easy, especially nowadays, to get caught up in the like fairy tale of dating, right? You're bombarded with like picture perfect couples on Instagram all the time.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And so therapy helps you kind of ground yourself and approach dating with a more balanced view. Like not every date is going to be fireworks, and that's totally fine.
It's like giving yourself permission to like not click with everyone. You don't have to marry everyone you go on a date with.
Right. And just realizing that rejection is just part of the process, not a reflection of your worth.
Ugh, rejection, it's like the worst. But you're right, it doesn't have to define your entire dating life.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes it steers you towards someone even better suited for you in the long run.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good way to look at it.
Right.
So to, like, figure out what you really need in a partner, you have to be able to, like, effectively communicate that.
Yes.
And you guessed it, therapy can be, like, super helpful with that too, right?
100%.
Like, I feel like so many dating disasters could be avoided if people just knew how to like talk to each other properly.
Right. If everyone just had like a crash course in communication 101.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
And Dr. Brenner, he gets really practical here, and he talks about the importance of like assertive communication.
Okay. Assertive communication.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those things that sounds like really good in theory, but then like in practice, it's easier said than done, you know?
It definitely is a skill that takes practice.
Right.
But the payoff is huge, especially when it comes to like dating and relationships.
Yeah.
It's about expressing your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully without being a pushover or a steamroller.
So like finding that sweet spot between doormat and diva.
Yes. You got it. And I think therapy can be so helpful because it's like having that supportive friend that's like coaching you on how to find that balance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, it's a safe space to practice those communication skills and like get feedback without judgment.
Totally. Yeah. What are some like tangible things people can like actually work on in therapy?
Yeah.
To like improve this, especially like for dating?
Yeah. Well, the article mentions like using I statements, for example.
Okay.
So instead of saying like, you never listen to me, which can feel very much like an attack.
Yeah.
You can try saying something like, I feel unheard when I'm trying to like share something important. And you see how that kind of shifts the focus.
Right.
It's about focusing on your own experience without blaming the other person.
Ooh, that's good. It's like de-escalating things before they even become an argument.
Exactly, exactly. Another thing Dr. Brenner emphasizes is active listening.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's not just about like waiting for your turn to talk.
Right.
Yeah. It's about really tuning into what the other person is saying and like trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it.
Totally. Yeah. Imagine being on like a date and the other person is like clearly just waiting for you to stop talking so they can jump in with their own story. And they're not even like really listening to you. Not cute.
The worst. Yeah. Active listening shows you're like present and engaged.
Right.
It shows you're genuinely interested in the other person, that you value what they have to say.
Yeah, it's about connecting, not competing.
Right. Exactly, exactly. And so when you're able to communicate assertively and listen actively, you're way more likely to build that genuine connection with someone.
Right, for sure, for sure.
But even with, like, the best communication, it's still important to, like, watch out for red flags, right?
Yeah, those, like, relationship deal breakers that make you want to, like, chuck your drink and, like, make a beeline for the exit.
Yeah.
So how does therapy, like, help you navigate those, especially in D.C., where I feel like it's so easy to, like, get caught up in the excitement of meeting someone new?
Totally, yeah. I think therapy helps you slow down and listen to those gut instincts that are telling you something's not right, you know?
Right.
It's about trusting yourself and not ignoring those warning signs just because you're, like, feeling pressured to find the one.
So it's about, like, learning to kind of spot those behaviors that just, like, scream incompatibility or even just, like, basic disrespect.
Mm, exactly, exactly. Therapy can help you build the self-respect and boundaries you need to actually walk away from something that's not serving you, even if it's, like, tough to do in the moment.
Right. That's so key, especially in a city like DC, where there's always, like, someone else to meet, another networking event to hit up, another, like, potential, like, love interest, you know, just around the corner.
Exactly. It's so easy to fall into that, like, grass is always greener trap.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think therapy can be so helpful because it helps you shift that mindset and focus on finding a connection that's truly fulfilling, even if it takes a little more time.
Yeah, that's so true. Which brings me to something else the article talks about, DC's reputation for being so transient.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are constantly coming and going.
Okay.
So how does that, like, impact dating, and how can therapy help people, like, actually deal with that, like, unique challenge?
Yeah, I think DC's transience is, like, a blessing and a curse when it comes to dating, honestly. Yeah. On one hand, you're constantly meeting, like, fascinating people from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be hard to build those, like, lasting connections when you know there's a good chance someone might, you know, move away for work or other opportunities.
So, like, just when you're starting to develop feelings, they drop the bomb that they're, like, moving to Brussels for a year.
Right. Been there.
Ugh, yeah.
And that can be really emotionally draining, especially if you're already prone to, like, anxiety or fear of abandonment. And this is where I think therapy can be a game changer.
It's like the dating version of don't get attached, they're leaving after pilot season.
Hmm.
Like, how does therapy actually help you navigate that, like, emotional roller coaster?
Well, you know, Dr. Brenner talks about, like, building resilience.
Okay.
And it's not about becoming emotionally numb or, you know, giving up on finding something real.
Right.
But it's more about kind of changing your perspective on it.
Okay.
And recognizing the potential for growth, even in those goodbyes.
So it's not about, like, shutting down your feelings or becoming, like, cynical about love?
No, no, not at all. It's about accepting that change is a part of life, especially in a city like DC, and kind of, like, embracing the beauty of those connections, even if they are, you know, fleeting.
I love that. It's like finding the silver lining in a city that's, like, known for its, like, revolving door of relationship.
Exactly.
So, like, for people who are, like, dating in DC, keeping all this in mind, what's the, like, best way to kind of, like, approach things? Like, what practical advice does the article give?
I think it really boils down to, like, focusing on shared values and, like, genuine compatibility.
Okay.
Those are the cornerstones of any strong relationship, you know, no matter where you live.
Yeah. It's like they say, home is wherever you are with the people you love.
Yeah.
Cheesy, but true.
Right. Exactly. And if you find someone who shares those core values and who you genuinely connect with, like, the geographical distance becomes less of an obstacle.
That's a good point.
It might take a little extra effort, you know,
yeah,
and some creativity to make it work, but it's definitely possible.
Totally. So it's about, like, prioritizing those connections that really matter.
Yeah.
Even if they require, like, you know, a little bit more, like, flexibility and understanding.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think therapy can be so helpful because it can really give you the, like, tools and the self-awareness to kind of navigate those long distance hurdles with more confidence and less stress.
Right.
So we covered a lot here today. We talked about getting clear on your values, understanding your attachment style, building confidence, dealing with the mental health aspect of dating, communicating effectively, and even how to deal with like DC's transient dating scene. I mean, it's amazing how therapy touches on all these aspects of like building healthy relationships.
It really is. I'm starting to think that like therapy is like the ultimate dating app.
Oh, I like that.
It's like it helps you put your best self out there.
Yes.
And like attract the right kind of connection.
I love that. You know, it's about empowering yourself with self-awareness, skills, and resilience to like actually build the relationships that you desire, even in a city as like demanding as DC.
So for those listening who are maybe like thinking, okay, I'm on board, but like, where do I even start? Like, what would you tell them?
I think it starts with just acknowledging that it's okay to ask for help, you know?
Yeah.
Therapy's not a weakness, it's a strength. It shows that you're committed to your own well-being, which, let's be honest, is the most attractive quality you can bring to any relationship.
So true. It's about investing in yourself and your own happiness,
yeah,
which ultimately makes you a better partner, a better friend, a better colleague, you name it.
Exactly. And as you start to like understand yourself better and build those like essential relationship skills, you might be surprised by like how much your perspective on dating shifts. You might feel more confident, more resilient, more open to possibilities, even in a city as, you know, fast-paced as DC.
It's less about how do I find the one, mm-hmm, and more about like how do I become the best version of myself for any relationship that comes my way.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. And you never know, that journey of self-discovery might just lead you to the love of your life or simply to a deeper understanding of yourself. Either way, it's a journey worth taking.
And that, my friends, is a mic drop moment. To all our listeners out there navigating the wild world of dating, remember this, you're not alone. And sometimes the most rewarding journeys begin with a single step towards self-understanding.